For a decade, the cloud was pitched to us as a permanent, one-way ticket to a maintenance-free utopia, right? Well, companies are now realizing it's actually a two-way street, and they're yanking workloads right back to their own local servers. First, let's unpack this cloud repatriation trend. Research from Crayon shows a whopping 43% of organizations are considering shifting parts of their cloud spend back on premises. So why the U-turn? Cost predictability. Businesses just want to escape those opaque, hidden cloud expenses. I mean, nobody likes surprise charges for API calls or massive data egress fees that literally penalize you for moving your own information around. Second, this big rebalancing is heavily driven by control and performance. Strict regulations, jurisdiction rules, and geopolitical risks are forcing sensitive data back to local infrastructure. Plus, when it comes to AI training and massive datasets, local on-prem setups often win out on sheer speed and security, simply because they thrive on physical proximity. Finally, the fix here is what we're calling Cloud 3.0, which basically means building systems with flexibility right from the get-go. Look, you shouldn't build your tech as if you're going to be trapped on AWS or Azure forever. Instead, adopt evolutionary technologies. These versatile cross-platform tools totally prevent vendor lock-in and ensure your team won't need retraining if a workload suddenly drops from the cloud back down to a local rack. The future of tech isn't about where your workloads are running today, but having the architectural freedom to easily move them somewhere better tomorrow.